Hello, thank you for joining the DFW PCC Deep Dive. She is Anita Idol, and I am Alex Irish. Let's jump right in. Today, we're taking a deep dive into the pretty fascinating world of AI and automation, specifically in logistics and warehousing. Our mission really is to unpack how these tools are just revolutionizing how products move. Think of it as a shortcut to understanding the big shifts happening right now. And for this deep dive, we're pulling from Maggie Barnett's Beyond Automation talk at PCC Day 2025. Plus some real-world stuff from LVK Logistics and Shift Hero. Okay, so let's really dig into this. The numbers around logistics are just huge.
They usually are staggering.
We're talking a $10 trillion industry today.
Right, and heading towards $18 trillion by 2030, it's almost hard to grasp.
And then you layer e-commerce on top, booming past, what, $7.9 trillion soon?
By 2027, yeah. And AI's contribution alone is forecast at another $4.4 trillion.
Just, wow, an immense scale. But beyond the money, what's the biggest change AI brings here?
Well, what's really fascinating, I think, is it's not just about making things bigger or faster, though it does that. It fundamentally brings speed, sure, but also accuracy and adaptability.
Adaptability.
Exactly. That. It shifts operations from just reacting to things.
Which is how it often felt before, right?
Totally. To being incredibly proactive. Think demand forecasting, route planning, getting ahead of the curve.
Right.
And the key message, really, from the sources is clear. AI doesn't replace us. It makes us better, amplifies our abilities.
That seems to be the consensus.
Definitely. You see it in the investment plans. 9 out of 10 businesses are planning to grow their AI spend. They see it as an amplifier.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting, I think, this idea of who holds the power.
Mm.
Maggie Barnett, she's CEO of LVK, COO, and Shift Hero. She had this really interesting take.
Oh, yeah.
She talks about this historical shift. First, maybe lawyers, then private equity folks were the gatekeepers, sometimes adding complexity, cost.
I can see that.
But now, she argues, engineers hold that vital role, and AI is the chance to, quote, take your power back.
That's a strong statement, especially given her background, right? Logistics expert and an attorney.
Exactly. So what does that actually mean for a business trying to navigate all this?
Well, this raises a really important point. The insight here seems to be that controlling your destiny now really hinges on your own tech capabilities. Yeah. It's about having that internal power, using AI strategically, so you're not overly reliant on external players.
Makes sense. Less dependency.
Right. And understanding that certain things like multi-tenant omni-channel fulfillment, you know, handling orders across different channels for different clients from one place.
That's becoming standard stuff now.
It's basically a commodity. So the shift means you have to embrace AI. It's not just a shiny new toy. It's essential to future-proof yourself and, crucially, to really know your costs so you can price things right.
Okay, let's ground this. How does this actually look inside a warehouse?
Yep.
You mentioned LVK Logistics.
Yeah.
They run on Shift Hero's WMS, their warehouse management system.
Right, the WMS.
But they combine it with external AI tools.
Mm-hmm.
So Shift Hero is kind of the data engine.
Exactly. It provides all the raw operational data.
And then AI comes in as the intelligence layer on top, making sense of it all.
Precisely. Making it smart, actionable.
And the tools themselves sound pretty specific.
Yeah.
Like AI picking.
Yeah. Think of it like GPS for your pickers in the warehouse.
Okay.
It maps out the most efficient walk paths, reduces travel distance, boosts their productivity sometimes by up to 30%.
That's significant.
And pack to light.
That guides the packers using little LED lights, show them where items go, speeds things up immensely, throughput up by maybe 450% in some cases.
450%. Wow. And accuracy improves too.
Dramatically. Then you've got mobile pick and pack using scanners and mobile devices. That cuts error rates down to almost nothing, like 99.9%.
Incredible precision. And Rate Shop Plus though.
Ah, that one's simple but effective. Automatically finds the cheapest shipping label from the available carriers for each package.
Just direct cost savings on postage? Exactly. And if you connect all these dots, right, back to the bigger picture, these tools are all laser focused on direct, measurable cost reduction.
Shaving seconds off tasks.
Exactly. Shaving seconds to reduce costs per package. That's the mantra. It's practical, data-driven efficiency.
Which also explains maybe the caution around robotics you mentioned.
I think so, yeah. Robotics are exciting tech, no doubt. But companies like LVK seem wary, for now at least. Concerns about the long-term ROI, you know, will it become obsolete quickly? High costs for integration, training.
So the focus is on what works now.
Right. What brings immediate, tangible, measurable benefits. Less risk, faster payback.
So let's wrap this up. What's the so what for someone listening?
Uh-huh.
I think It means AI isn't some far-off sci-fi thing anymore.
Definitely not.
It's here. It's intelligence powered by the data you probably already have. It's like a strategic partner.
A partner that amplifies what your people can do, drives efficiency, opens up new growth.
Yeah, it's really about turning all that data into insights you can actually use. And remember, AI isn't just for the Googles and Amazons of the world. It's becoming a critical tool for future-proofing pretty much any business. The real power is in transforming data into that actionable intelligence. So maybe think about this. How might you apply that kind of thinking to an area of your own work, or even just something you're curious about? Thank you for listening to Deep Dive with the DFW PCC. We both look forward to spending time with you again soon.